Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, good evening and welcome. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. And yes, I survived the No King's Day protests. A bunch of morons. Welcome to your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330, by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. By the way, growing on X, would love to have you follow me on X. If you're not back on X, get back on X. It's a great platform. You won't be harassed by the wackadoodles, and if you are, you can just block them. So I highly recommend that you get on X if you're not. And also, first off, let me start by saying Happy Father's Day to any other fathers who are out there. Thank you for spending your Father's Day with us this evening. One other quick note about a cool event coming up this week. On Thursday, the Sedgwick County Republican Party is hosting their monthly meeting, and they'll have a very special guest with them Thursday evening. The nationally syndicated columnist, radio host Todd Starnes, who will actually be with us later in the show, will be here in Wichita on Thursday evening at the Sedgwick County Republican Party's monthly meeting. That's it. The meeting starts at 6:30, the meet and greet, and then the formal meeting starts at 7. That's at the Wichita Area Builders Association there on North Main. So if you're interested, 6:30 Thursday evening, Todd Starnes will be addressing the Sedgwick County Republican Party. Speaking of, Todd will be with us here to kick off the 8 o'clock hour to discuss the unhinged violent mobs that have been rioting in American cities and his new book and, of course, his upcoming trip to Wichita. We'll also talk with Senate President Ty Masterson, who's going to try and explain Laura Kelly's shocking decision, or not so shocking, to side with Gavin Newsom as he allows rioters to burn down half of L.A. Emily Berning, president and co-founder of Let Them Live, will expose how Planned Parenthood has quietly become one of the largest suppliers of cross-sex hormones in America. Basically, they try right now, their main business is killing babies. And so now once they're grown, they want to trans them into, you know, from little girls to little boys. So, it wasn't as if killing them was good enough for Planned Parenthood. Now they want to pervert them. We'll also talk with Bruce Torres, Director of Communications for the American Small Business League, about why the U.S. Small Business Administration has relocated its regional offices from L.A. due to the city's lack of cooperation with ICE. Does this surprise anybody? And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. So, again, welcome to the show. You know, we like to call this your liberal resistance headquarters. And, of course, we're based here in the heart of America, or what's left of it after yesterday's intellectual meltdown from the radical left. A lot of wet diapers out all over the country yesterday. And if you were anywhere near downtown Wichita or tuned in across the country, you probably saw what I'm talking about. Protests titled, and I quote, "No Kings." That's right. On the 250th anniversary of the United States Army, instead of celebrating the soldiers who sacrificed, bled, and died for their right to scream in the streets, the left decided to organize a full-blown temper tantrum. You'd think that on the 250th anniversary of the Army, a milestone that honors the oldest branch of our military, the one that helped birth the nation and defend it for nearly 2.5 centuries, you'd think there'd be parades, tributes, gratitude, maybe a little humility. But no, instead you had protesters whining about tyranny, waving hand-painted signs, which, you know, at least they weren't all four letters, and accusing Donald Trump of, you know, trying to crown himself a king. "No kings," they shouted, which is asinine on the face of it. First of all, no one's trying to crown a king here. Those of us on this side of the aisle recognize that there's only one true king, and it's not a human being. And if you actually understood what tyranny looked like, I mean really understood, you wouldn't be out there waving signs in broad daylight, drinking $8 soy lattes and chomping down on your tofu burger, wearing mass-produced Che Guevara t-shirts made by slave laborers in China and thinking you're a revolutionary. Here's the truth. And it's one we need to say loud and proud. If Donald Trump were truly the autocratic, tyrannical dictator they claim he is, the last thing these people would be allowed to do is protest. In fact, in any country actually ruled by a king or a dictator or an autocrat, marching freely down Main Street, shouting into bullhorns, live streaming your resistance on Instagram while cashing in Starbucks reward points would be outlawed. You'd be jailed. You'd be silenced. You'd be censored. Oh, wait, that's what the left is doing to the right. But that's the irony of the modern American left. They use the freedoms guaranteed to them by the Constitution to attack the very system that protects them. They cry oppression while being the loudest voices in the room. They scream and demand tolerance by being intolerant of anyone who disagrees. Heaven forbid you carried a Trump flag down amongst the rioters yesterday. They'd have branded you and hung you like their fake Orange Man dolls. They claim Trump is a threat to democracy while weaponizing governmental agencies, censoring speech, and dragging a former president through politically motivated prosecutions in a dozen different jurisdictions. Someone ought to sit these folks down and give them a history lesson. Maybe start with, 1776, where the whole point of the American Revolution was to throw off the chains of monarchy and replace it with a constitutional republic, the very system they benefit from while bashing it at every turn. If they're so mad at the United States, so proud they wave Mexican and Palestinian flags, why don't they move there? It's ironic, despite the fact there were hundreds of Mexican flags in downtown Wichita yesterday, yet no one who loves Mexico more than these folks yet refuses to live there. If you love Mexico, adios, muchacho. If the American flag is so offensive to these folks, I'll be glad to help them pack. But here's the part that really gets me. And folks, you're going to want to sit down for this. The same activists screaming "No Kings" are the exact people who staged a quiet little coup in their own party just 4 years ago. Remember the 2020 primaries? You know, because they didn't have one. They refused to hold a real primary. And again, just a year ago, same thing. Refused to hold a real primary. They cleared the field. They shoved Kamala Harris down America's throat, a candidate who dropped out 4 years ago before Iowa and didn't even gain a single delegate. That's the woman they then chose a second time around. And now they dropped her in to take the reins in 2024 without a single vote cast. But let's talk about kings. We're the ones who apparently have a king. And while we're on the subject, let's not forget the Democrats' nationwide campaign to remove Donald Trump from the ballot. But we're the threat to democracy. Not by beating him at the ballot box, mind you, but by trying to disqualify him from even appearing on the ballots in a half a dozen states, or by putting him in jail on trumped-up charges. And when they didn't work on that, when that didn't succeed, they just tried to shoot him. Twice. Now let me ask you, who's really trying to rig the system? Who's treating the Constitution like a paper towel? Who's trying to rule from on high behind closed doors with no accountability to the people? I'll give you a hint. It's not the guy holding sold-out rallies in small towns across the Midwest. It's not the guy facing political prosecutions for doing what every president has done in one form or another. No, the real threat to democracy isn't Trump. The threat to is the party that has to silence you in order to survive. See, the modern left doesn't want a fair fight. They want submission. They want control. They want you to shut up. They want to shut Trump up, and they want to shut the door to the America that believes in God, country, and personal responsibility. So the next time you see a No Kings protest, remember who's really acting like royalty. It's not the people working two jobs, raising their kids, and voting their conscience. It's the unelected bureaucrats, media elites, and tech overlords who think they know better than the rest of us. And if we don't push back now, if we don't speak the truth boldly and often, these so-called anti-royalists are going to hand us a future where the only thing left of freedom is a memory. And even that will be censored. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk with Bruce DeTorres, Director of Communications from the American Small Business League, about why the Small Business Administration announced that it will relocate its offices from Los Angeles due to the city's lack of cooperation with ICE. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Great folks, if you're looking for a way to get involved, and in particular, if you're looking for a little part-time job, AFP, I know, is hiring right now. If you want to get out there, help inform folks, help educate them on the issues that matter, especially as we're moving into the local elections coming up this fall. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and get more information. Sign up and make your voice heard. And of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, the U.S. Small Business Administration announced Saturday it will relocate its regional office from Los Angeles due to the city's lack of cooperation with ICE. L.A. is openly refusing to cooperate with ICE, siding with illegal aliens over American citizens and small businesses. With us now is Bruce Torres. He's the Director of Communications for the American Small Business League. Bruce, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
John, thank you for having me. Great to be here.
So I saw the statement that that the SBA released, and it basically just called them out for what it is, said that effective immediately, SBA Gov will be relocating its regional office out of L.A. because the city has decided to choose, as they phrase it, siding illegal aliens over American citizens and small businesses. There's something to be said about that. I mean, it's one thing, I get it, if they want to talk about how it impacts labor or anything else. But, frankly, the attitude that you've seen from, Bass and Gavin Newsom really hasn't been a pro-business attitude, has it?
Well, no, but we look at the SBA and what it does from a rather unique perspective, John. If I could take a minute or so to...
Yeah.
Just let you know, where we're coming from, how we see things because of what we do at the American Small Business League, ASBL.com. We're a little small business advocacy group in Northern California who has been really advocating for one major aspect of small business support, which is the 23% of all federal contracts that the SBA is responsible for making sure this happens are supposed to go to small businesses, which is great on paper because most people don't know, John, 99.9% of all businesses in America are small businesses.
Right, yes.
98%. Yeah, 98% have less than 100 employees.
That's my wife and I. We own a small business. We're fit that category.
Nice. You can't make America great if you don't make America's small businesses great. The SBA is the only agency dedicated to protecting the interests of America's small businesses. Unfortunately, we are seeing a pattern of many things that are eviscerating the power and the impact of the SBA while it brags that it's doing a great job for small businesses, particularly a few things. It recently got accused of mismanaging about $600 million in loans, and it just got its staff cut by 43%. It's got one of the smallest budgets in the federal array of agencies and administrations. It should have the biggest, protecting the interests of 99.9% of all American businesses. It just had, it's having its staff cut, which is shrinking its budget. It's accused it can't manage $600 million in loans, but it's supposed to get the $1.6 trillion of student loans to manage with 43% less staff. We see it's being set up to fail.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Well, and just the definition. I mean, frankly, small businesses being defined as having 500 or less employees, as far as I'm concerned, that's far too large a number. And small business should be, this may be a little too small, but I would say 10, maybe 20 employees or less. That's a small, that's a mom and pop. And if you've got large corporations that are using loopholes to win contracts that are set aside for small business, that just makes it even harder for these small businesses to use the resources that are available to them.
Bingo. We have been suing the SBA and many other federal agencies and exposing the fact that they falsify compliance with the goal. They say every year 23% of contracts go to small businesses. No, they don't. Our legal victories, many congressional investigations and reports from the SBA's Inspector General show that the vast majority, up to 97% of all federal contracts, John, go to big businesses, and real small businesses only get around 3%. Here's the problem, and then we'll talk about LA real quick.
Yeah.
Big businesses get those one-tenth of 1% of companies are big businesses. They're getting 97% of all the federal contracts. They're already big businesses. They don't create one new job to perform those contracts. Whereas if those contracts were given to real small businesses, that's about $345 billion in business every year. That would create, small businesses would create 2 million new jobs every single year on top of the 2 million new jobs America typically creates. And now, LA, we see the quote-unquote relocation. It's just taking the SBA ought to be reformed, first of all, and greatly enhanced. Don't take offices out of a big, important city like LA. Double or triple the offices there. It's a ridiculous excuse to say it's in protest because the city won't enforce the ICE regulations. Are any other federal agencies pulling their offices out of LA by that logic? We see it as a pattern to shrink and diminish the power and importance of the SBA.
So you see it more about that than a statement necessarily against what they're doing with ICE.
It's a cover. We see it as a pattern to shrink and diminish the impact of the SBA because it oversees the fact that 23% of federal contracts are supposed to go to small businesses, and it falsifies compliance with that goal, which is a nice way of saying it lies. It's a deception. The money, the contracts are going to the biggest businesses in the country, starving small businesses, local economies, the working class, the middle class. You're right on the money about the designation. One of the biggest improvements would be to reclassify a small business as something much lower along the lines that you said. Depending on where you search, you find that the average American business has 4 employees, 10 employees,
right,
15 employees. So this is a huge concern.
Let me ask you this. By the way, we're talking with Bruce DeTorres, who is the Director of Communications for the American Small Business League. It doesn't actually surprise me one way or the other, whether they're pulling, for whatever the reason for pulling it out of California. This actually patterns off a trend. California, the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research says California has lost a net of 400,000 residents to other states, from 21 to 22. That was just most recent survey that they've done. They're losing population left and right. And I think that's in part due to their budget shortfalls, to the way, I mean, right now, California is facing a budget crisis, a deficit of $12 billion. So is it any surprise that this organization, or for that matter, any other business might want to move out of California?
Well, you're well describing the, California being the poster child for what many, including myself, sees as the controlled demolition of not only our small businesses, but so many of our institutions that we rely on. It's coming from top down. It's insidious. You know, real researchers are finding these NGOs that are not only investing in these Insta protests that are not organic coming from the streets,
no,
but it is the consolidation of small businesses into a few giant ones for really horrible, not only effects today, but also long term. It's a la what we did in the name of COVID, which
right.
destroyed small businesses. So these are red flags of epic concern. And it's great, as an example, riots in L.A., what's going on? It's great to have the chance to talk about, well, in the bigger picture of patterns and things like that, there's really horrible stuff going on that more people need to know about, look into, confirm, and then confront your local representatives, your state representatives, your federal representatives, your senators. Call in the shows like yours, find all the info you can about it, and say, what's going on and how can we turn things around?
Well, and if people, you know, just to give a bit of context here, and I know I'm coming up on my bottom of the hour break, but in Kansas, there are over 256,000 small businesses, according to the SBA. And these small businesses account for 99% of all businesses in the state of Kansas. And they also employ nearly 600,000 people, which is basically 50% of all employees in Kansas. So it just goes to show how valuable, how integral small business is to the economic health of the state of Kansas. So people who think, you know, a lot of these small businesses don't matter, we need to really focus on the big companies. And I know that, for example, legislators, you know, they're always looking at the shiny object. We just spent, you know, what was it, $800 million to draw Panasonic to Kansas. But when you look at that figure that I just said there, you know, 50% of all employees in Kansas work for small business, and it's 99% of all businesses in the state. Maybe we need to focus on doing what's right for small business and a little less about, you know, taking care of the big guys. Bruce, I hate to do it to you, but I know I'm up on my bottom of the hour break. If folks are interested in the in your organization, which again is the American Small Business League, they can find it at ASBL.com, correct?
Correct.
Bruce, I appreciate you. Thank you again. Happy Father's Day, my friend.
Thank you for having me. Nice to meet you.
Speaking of California, coming up, Senate President Ty Masterson will try and explain Laura Kelly's shocking decision to side with Gavin Newsom as he allows rioters to burn down Southern California and obstruct the rule of law. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. This very appropriate intro, by the way. Very nicely done, Phil. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show. You know you got to leave the music on. On 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Make sure you can know you always can listen to us by telling your smart speaker. There we go. There we go. Yes. Gotta love the Beach Boys, I tell you. Remind your smart speaker to play KNSS radio, and from breaking news to severe weather updates, just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on this show. Well, last week, California Governor Gavin Newsom allowed rioters to destroy the streets of California, and Governor Laura Kelly rushed to Newsom's defense, leading the signing of a strongly worded letter that was way too slow to condemn the attacks on law enforcement, but quick to condemn President Trump for sending in the National Guard in order to calm the situation. With us now to try and explain why she did this is Senate President Ty Masterson. Ty, thank you for joining us, and happy Father's Day, my friend.
Well, happy Father's Day to you, John. I was like, when I heard your intro, I'm going to explain Laura Kelly. I thought, oh, you got the wrong guy. I'm not going to be able to explain this.
I'm
on the other side.
You and Dan, you know, it's like tilting the windmills for both of you, I know. You're like a pair of Don Quixotes. and, you know, here's the other thing that I found so amusing is she spent, 6 years now proclaiming how much, you know, she's the middle of the road. Not much in middle of the road in this one, is there?
Well, it just shows you, John, how much of the left is just words, right? Mm-hmm, they think they can just say it and make it so. So that's her, right? I'm telling you, I'm middle of the road. She didn't demonstrate that. She demonstrated the opposite. And then Newsom's, I mean, that letter they put out for Newsom, I mean, She supports Newsom because he has made it clear that violence is not tolerated, yet in front of our faces, the violence is tolerated.
Well, these are mostly peaceful protests, right, Ty? Remember that. They're mostly peaceful.
It's so hypocritical, John. It's like, that's the thing about the left. They just think the words is all. They just have to say the words, and they don't have to do anything to actually accomplish and keep our streets safe. It's just unbelievable to me that that's where we're at.
I do find it amusing that she chose to side with a violent mob waving foreign flags as they assaulted law enforcement and set fire to an American community. It really is perplexing, and yet it isn't. I mean, that's what they do. They fall in line behind someone who is presumably one of the front runners for their 2028 presidential run.
Can you imagine, John, just for a minute, any other country really in the world where you could go and you burn the flag of the country you're standing in and wave an American flag?
Right, right.
It would just obviously not be tolerated. Can you imagine doing that particularly in countries like, Russia? I mean, I think you'd be shot in the street.
Yes.
Right? I mean, this whole thing on these demonstrations, this no king garbage is proving we don't have a king. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, and I love the especially with the Palestine stuff. Go there and try this stuff. Go to Hamas-controlled territories and see how they treat you. But you can't reason with these folks.
You can't. I mean, what else is saying? It's like, gays for God is like chicken for KFC, right? I mean, you just try to get away with that over there.
Gays for God is like chickens for KFC. That's a tweet right there. Remind me of that one. That's a tweet.
It's not original to me. they kill people for that over there.
Yes.
They literally kill people.
Yes. We're talking with Senate President Ty Masterson. Let me ask you a pivot to actual, real subjects that matter. The Missouri legislature passed a measure. They did a special session in order to come up with something in order to kind of compete with what you guys did, an incentive package to entice the chiefs and the royals to stay. As I understand it, their proposal pays roughly 50% of the cost to renovate or build a new stadium. The one, the Starbond package that the legislature here in Kansas passed is up to 70%. Can you give us an idea what you think the status is, where the chiefs royals are falling?
Yeah, and I've been in the middle of that, right? Because, LCC will have to make a decision the end of the month whether or not we do any kind of moderate extension to the deal. And really, those percentages matter more like to the team or to the deal. What's most important to me is that there's no tax that got raised on Kansas. No taxpayer has any liability, right? We're in a very positive position from that perspective. We didn't have to give anything up, right? I mean, we had nothing to lose, and Missouri does. I think what you're seeing now is – we're finally in the position where kind of best offers are on the table, if you will, right?
Right.
Kansas has a position. Missouri has a position. It's now just time for the teams to decide, what they want to do. But I feel like we're still in a much better position. Missouri, in their deal, is literally they're giving up like $50 million in current tax revenue and all kinds of crazy stuff where Kansas isn't giving up anything.
No, and if you're one of the two teams – 70% of my cost is a heck of a lot better than 50% of my cost. I'm curious, you mentioned it, that the current proposal that you have expires at the end of the month. Do you think the LCC will extend that, or you think you're just going to try and encourage the teams to make a decision before then?
Well, definitely encourage them to make a decision before them. I think here's how I'd couch it. I'm not real excited about extending. However, I think you'll see if the Kansas leaders believe Kansas is still in the conversation in a legitimate way, you'll see some moderate extension. The law allows for us to extend up to a year. You're not going to see a year extension. You might see some, 60, 90 day thing to see if there's something they need to finish up. But there's to us, I mean, we're not just playing games. Get in or get out and let's go.
Yeah, I think that's smart. That's the responsible way to do it. I know this has all been about budgets, you know, spending and taxes and whatnot. I'm curious to get your take. You know, Governor Kelly said if you did the taxes, it's Brownback 2.0. You drive the fiscal state off the cliff, and yet budget numbers are still coming in above expectations. Revenues are still coming in at record levels. I guess tax cuts do work after all, huh, Ty? Amazing how that works.
They do, right? I mean, it's they clearly underestimated what I would call the Trump bump, right? The Trump right. economy, just like, but he proved it last time. And then overestimated what they thought the tax effect was going to be. However, because those tax effects are coming in, it is imperative that Kansas start trimming its budget down.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to leave more in the pockets of the people. And we took those steps this last year, right? We cut $200 million out of the budget, but it's still, for the record, deficit spent as we're trying to smooth this out, right? As the tax cuts are being implemented, you know, revenues the first year are just going to go down because of that. But we're still having record revenues. It's from all fronts, it appears to be working well.
Yeah, and I think we'd like, I mean, from a perspective of someone who pays their taxes, I think it would be nice to see any more cuts that you can do. If we can, I mean, shoot, I'd love to be Florida or Texas and get to a point where we pay zero income taxes. And Lord, how we'd see out migration into Kansas. So I do have to ask, because, you know, I ask everybody who comes on the show, just so you know, it's not a you thing. It's an everybody thing. You know, there's been a lot of rumor about Ty Masterson maybe running for governor. So, you know, what are the, by the way, I had Blake Carpenter on not too long ago. I asked him if he was running too. So, but I got to ask, what are your thoughts? Are you thinking about running for governor? Been a lot of people are excited at the idea that you might run for governor.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, I'm incredibly honored that that's on people's minds, that I'm on their minds in this conversation. So it is becoming a real serious consideration, and just looking at the field or the potential field, I feel like I'm the only one that can go, this is what I've done and will continue to do, versus the others have to tell you what they'd like to do, right? This is what I hope I can do, would like to do. And so I'm kind of the proven entity. So we're on the backside of making that decision, meaning that is coming. We'll probably make the decision here this month and let people know what we're doing middle of July.
Well, that's good to know. I love the timeline. When you get a little closer, I'm sure we'll have you back on. We've already had a couple of the candidates that have kind of toyed with it. And obviously we've had former Governor Collier on this show already. But when you're ready, you let us know. And if folks want to connect with you, I know they can follow you on X at Sen, S-E-N, Ty Masterson. I don't suppose you have a website up yet, do you?
I think there is. Well, not on the my Senate president stuff's all up.
Okay.
And you can connect with me through all that. And we're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on X. We're on Truth Social. So you can connect with me through all those mediums.
Well, Ty, I appreciate you as always. Keep up the good work, my friend. And carry on, brother. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, brother. Keep up the good work.
Oh, there's our Laura Kelly theme song. Nicely done. We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open. 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget my friends at Americans for Prosperity. Great group of folks. If you're looking for a way to get involved in a campaign to help educate voters, reach out, connect with voters. And here's a nice little catch. They're hiring now. If you're looking for a little part-time work, reaching out to voters, door knocking, or if you just want to make phone calls or help to educate voters, AFP is a great way to do it. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. And of course, while you're at it, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Two quick reminders. This coming up this Thursday is the Sedgwick County Republican Party's monthly meeting. The guest speaker this month is Todd Starnes, who will be here in Wichita Thursday night, 6:30 at the Wichita Area Builders Association on North Main. So if you want to get out there, come on out, meet Todd Starnes and hear what he has to say. It should be a great meeting. And don't forget, the annual meeting of the Kansas State Rifle Association is in Topeka coming up on July 12th with Dan Mears. That's Casey Wolf. That's the guy he's a fantastic, phenomenal speaker. Be a great event. Plus there's all kinds of giveaways, raffles. If you're a gun enthusiast, if you value your Second Amendment rights, I highly recommend you attend the annual KSRA meeting. And if you're for more information on that, you can visit KansasRifle.org and for more information on that event. And I can't remember the caller's name.
That would be Jim.
Jim, that's right. Jim, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for sticking around.
Yes. Anyway, my question is it going to have a retractable roof for the new stadium?
Well, you know,
for the football stadium.
It depends. I have heard different ideas. They're currently deciding whether to renovate the existing stadium or building a new one. And I think part of that will depend on which deal they take. Obviously, if Missouri, if they go with that, they'll probably stay where they are. Plus, it's only 50% of the costs. If they go to Kansas, it's up to 70% of the costs. My guess is then that would be obviously be in a new location. And it's up to 70%, so you could go bigger and better. But what I have seen on the renovations versus the new stadium, the timeline is about 2031. So there's quite a timeline involved to get it done. But I have seen a new stadium could potentially include a retractable roof, which would then allow Kansas City to bid for major events like a Super Bowl. That's the upside. You got to have a dome. You got to have a roof in order to host a Super Bowl if you're in a market like we are. Because they're just not going to give it to you if you have to deal with weather. So
roof stadium, that's retractable stadium in a business, New Orleans.
That's what it would be. It would be something like that. That would be retractable. And I've seen some of the pictures. If you Google it, you can see some of the initial designs that they released when they rolled it out, when they tried to get Missouri voters to pass the original project. Which failed, by the way. Missouri voters rejected this, which is what opened the door to Kansas in the first place. But in their original proposal, it did include a retractable roof, rather. So I think my guess is that would be the way they'd want to go, because you have more options. If you put a dome on there, you put a retractable roof on there, you can bid for a Super Bowl. You can bid for bigger events if you have the ability to close it off to weather. So We'll see.
Okay. The New Orleans. Can you play baseball in New Orleans?
It would be a different. The Royals are a separate deal, and from what everything I've heard, the Royals want to go downtown, and that would stay in Missouri. But that's what I've heard. Jim, I appreciate the call. That's what I've heard. So we'll see. We'll know soon. You never know with these types of things. Everything is so fluid, but we'll see. We'll take a quick break. When we return, nationally syndicated radio talk show host Todd Starnes will be with us. We'll discuss these unhinged violent mobs that have been rioting in American cities, his new book, and his upcoming trip to Wichita this Thursday. We'll be back right after this.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.